This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, including down in the Caribbean. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers in the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on a third watch, whatever it is that you're doing, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The podcasts are over there. You can get the radio show, listen to it live right there, the satellite feed, the actual show itself on the satellite. And they got all sorts of goodies over there, too. So joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I need to make a correction here because I think I said 120 days on the ceasefire. It's 120 hours. And it looks like as if the ceasefire, according to a report that you just got from Fox, is not doing anything at all, because you need to. We need to update what you just reported on, because apparently they're still fighting.
Yeah, we have one particular town, Ras El Ayn, A-Y-N, where there is certainly clashes going on. There is shelling and arms fire that's happening there. Smoke is rising up in the air where, you know, some kind of mortars are hitting. So I don't know, again, I don't know whether they got the memo or they didn't get the memo, but, you know, it's clearly there's still some hostilities happening there.
And it's not Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo. Are they still in the region?
No, I believe they've already left.
Okay.
You know, this buffer zone, it's really kind of interesting because this particular buffer zone happens to be a non-threatening area to Turkey. And this is where, you know, the Kurds live. They've lived there for, you know, several years. I mean, decades. They farm there. Their families are there. So I don't know how anybody expects them to necessarily move. I mean, I don't know who drew the lines of this buffer zone and determined that it had to be as large as it is.
Well, wasn't it Russia and Syria?
No, I actually believe it was Erdogan.
All right.
And then even if they can't leave, I mean, I don't know where they're expected to go. I mean, that's like, you know, thousands and thousands of people pulling up everything that they own, abandoning their houses and their lives and going someplace else. And the someplace else, we don't know what that is. So the other thing is the United States is calling it a ceasefire. Turkey is not.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey is just calling it a, you know, kind of a suspension, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very interesting to see what the United States actually gave up or pledged to Turkey in order to get Turkey to essentially suspend for 120 hours. And what happens in this 120 hours? I mean, people are supposed to leave. this buffer zone in 3 or 4 days, pull up their entire lives, I'm not seeing it.
Now, they took a vote in the House for President Trump's withdrawal of Syria, and I forget what the vote was, but they basically condemned him there. And they were going to try to
big.
Do... Yeah, big time. And they were going to try to do it in the Senate, but somebody by the name of Senator Rand Paul blocked the vote on condemning Trump's Syria withdrawal. So that's kind of in a state of limbo right now, is it not?
Yep.
Okay,
it sure is.
So put me in, coach. So
I don't know. I don't know where it's necessarily going to go, but not only is it about the other part of the equation is also the sanctions. And I think today there'll be some communications with what Europe voted on. And apparently Europe is more serious about this punishment to Turkey than we are. So this is still crazy.
Now,
it's not really a settled matter.
Now, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi made a statement about the secret impeachment stuff that's going on. And she said, the voters are not going to decide this. Who died and made her queen of the country?
Well, there's not good. Her impeachment, I mean, she can do inquiry all day long, which is what they're doing. Adam Schiff and Crowd are really just playing, legal warfare here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to lead to anything. She's not going to have a vote. She's not going to have, there's not going to be any kind of an impeachment. So if you can tell, she's kind of backtracking from some of this.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, CNN kind of put their foot in their mouth again. They falsely claimed that the White House admitted to the quid pro quo with Ukraine. They did no such thing.
Well, that's not exactly true. Mick Mulvaney came out and he kind of said yes, and then there was, and then within, 3 or 4 minutes after he left the podium, he had to walk that back.
Yeah, because he made a mistake. Hold that thought. Be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right back around the corner. If you have something you want to ask Denise or myself, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Look over on the right tab, see that nice logo link for the USCCA. Click on it, and all of a sudden, you will see a drop-down window, which will give you the opportunity to either win the free gun of a day, or B, to win $1,000 worth of training along with a free gun with a USCCA instructor. It depends on which thing is dropping down at the time, because it goes like every other one. And then once you do that, sign up for that, and hopefully you'll be a winner. You can go over and look at the three levels of membership to become a USCCA member. And when you do that, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including a lot of great gear and equipment that'll come to you by way of the USCCA. And, of course, the peace of mind and the knowledge knowing that you will have legal representation should you have any type of problems with defending yourself by whatever means you choose to do so. So, USCCA, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there, click on it, and you're in like Flynn, as they say in the news world. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning. I gave you a lot of time so you could look and see what it was that we're going to discuss here, so good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Breitbart had a story, and what intrigued me was the headline. And I had trouble trying to find a story, and you found it, but you had to work at it just like I would have, and I didn't have the time to do it. It says the Obama administration knew the Ukraine company Burisma was corrupt, and Hunter Biden was approved to serve on that board anyway. So how does this involve the Obama administration even further into this mess?
Apparently there was going to be some kind of a joint event. who is included in it is unknown, but Burisma and, you know, some other Obama White House somebody, we're going to have some kind of a joint event.
Uh-huh.
And somebody at the State Department told the Obama White House, don't do it, because this company is corrupt and they're being investigated. So the State Department knew, obviously, about the corruption, and so the Obama administration got the warning. Now, this came from testimony, I think this week, from somebody, I guess, out of the State Department by the last name of Kent, that George Kent, he had told lawmakers,
mm-hmm.
You had better lay low about raising all these concerns about Giuliani because we already knew about this whole Burisma thing. So, yeah, it could get kind of interesting. They need to kind of just lay it on the table and let it fall away.
Now, there's something else that's coming out here, too, and this, again, was Breitbart, talking about an ex-Ukrainian envoy who testified, I quote, I was never asked to do anything wrong by the president. That's in direct conflict to what Adam Schiff and his boys are saying, which I wouldn't believe Schiff either.
I'm guess you're referring to Gordon Sumlin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was what is known as the European ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked with the special envoy, Kurt Volker. And Adam Schiff was really pressing him to you know, change his story. And someone's like, you know, you can pressure me and press me and accuse me and all these other kinds of things, but I'm not. You got this wrong. So he stood his ground with Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a debate the other night with the Democrats, right?
I guess. I didn't watch it.
Well, it was a comedy comedy relief. But this is what little old Mika had to say about all this on her little sparsely watched television show.
Focused almost all of their fire on Elizabeth Warren and not on Joe Biden.
It was very interesting to see. Yeah, all of them agreed on one thing, which was Elizabeth Warren is the front runner. They came for the queen, if you will. And I think she did. She did fine. You know, she held her own. She stuck on message, agree with her or not. She did stick to her own message. But I always go back to this. I always go back to, is it going to change anything? You know, I don't think that second tier, those 2-3 percenters, they're not going to break into that first tier. I think it's pretty, we are where we are. We have the three front runners, and you have Pete Buttigieg pretty much out there. He had a strong performance last night. I thought Amy Klobuchar had her best performance of all of the debates. And also, you know, Kamala Harris had some strong moments there as well. But that's the thing. I don't know if we are where we are with these debates and if they are really going to move the needle for anyone right now.
Do you think they're going to move the needle? I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
So, go ahead.
Unless somebody else joins the race, which, you know, now there's chatter that Bloomberg will.
Yeah.
You know, today it looks like this is their platform. So, they could end up with a brokered convention, too, I guess. So, I mean, it comes down to money. Some of them are not doing terribly well, including Cory Booker. Kamala Harris is spending more than she took in. Klobuchar, I think she and Mayor Pete had a pretty good fundraising thing after the last debate, but that it's not enough to put them over the top. So it looks like it's really going to come down to, and Tom Steyer, I mean, he paid his way onto that stage.
Right.
So,
I mean, I hope it's worth it. I hope it's worth it.
He's got plenty of money. He's kind of like Bloomberg.
He's just throwing the money out there to get himself in a position where he can come up there. He'll do it again, probably to get into the next debate, because I think they got, what, two more?
I have no idea what the schedule is.
Yeah, well, I kind of lost count. But I don't even know. And by the way, that debate the other night, and I did see this in print, was the least watched of any of the Democratic debates ever put on television.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
I'm not either. But still, what if people really want to watch, I suppose they need to get 12 people off the stage and get it down to what, 3, 4?
But it could go right back up again. I mean, so who knows what they're doing. I see some desperate moves here.
Mm-hmm. Well, put me in, coach, right?
Okay, well, you can go on in. Water fine.
Yeah, I think anybody could carry on a debate with these people. Now, I heard something about NATO yesterday. And apparently this Turkish invasion has sparked a NATO crisis because their talk about, we just will toss Turkey out of the NATO group. That's unlikely, very unlikely. I don't know why, because I think I'd use that as a threat to get Turkey to back off what they're doing. But why do you suppose Turkey's got to be a member of NATO?
Well, I mean, there was a time that Turkey was okay.
Sure.
You know, otherwise...
Before Erdogan. Before Erdogan, right?
Well, and we wouldn't have a military base there that, by the way, has nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's Erdogan that went sideways. So, you really don't punish a country because you got a stupid leader. You try and get him... You know, to rethink things and toe the line. Therein lies the Herculean task here at this point.
And they did try at one time. Somebody tried to overthrow him, and that just didn't work.
Well, I'm not convinced that happened still. But I guess, you know, when they tried to have the coup to remove him, that's how he tells it. But, you know, I'm not so sure I completely ever believe that one.
All right, so what are you writing about this weekend?
I might be writing about a little Stephen Halper and Joseph Mifsud, because apparently some things are coming to light there on how they were fully armed operatives and cooperatives with the FBI.
Okay, well, have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you on a weekend show, so stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and she's on every morning at the same time, 6 mornings a week, and we appreciate her very much. Meantime, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And it turns out we were right. So put that as your context. He's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Thank you, all United States veterans.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're just taking a look at the weather here. We can expect the naming of this tropical disturbance out there, number 16, into a storm, probably with the 5 o'clock forecast, I believe, because the winds are already up to 40 miles an hour. Now, this portion of the program, our military news is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know more and more young people are just not headed straight off to college from high school anymore. Many of you have chosen to go the technical school route in high school to learn a trade that will stay with you a lifetime. And in most cases, what you don't know about that trade is, especially if it's a union trade, you're not going to start out to the upper end of the spectrum. You're going to start out as an apprentice, and that's an 80 percenter, what we call an 80 percenter. So if the starting pay is $12 an hour, you're going to get $9.60 an hour. If it's $10 an hour, you're going to get $8 an hour. If it's $15 an hour, you're going to get $12 an hour. Well, how would you like to start out at the top of the pyramid at $50,000 or $60,000 a year with the opportunity to make more than that? Well, I'm going to tell you how right now. National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more right off the bat. Now, all you've got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, their website is naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. And they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, to find out more and to see what it is I'm talking about, go to naa.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you a great, great, great. It'll give you a great opportunity to go into something really big as an aviation maintenance tech. Well, told you last hour the Army was up to all sorts of things, and God knows they are. Of course, this is a changing military, as anybody can tell you. And right now, a little more than a year ago, the Army kicked off a pilot program that looked to aid or to add 8 weeks to Infantry 1 station unit training, all in an effort to make their soldiers more lethal, to make them better shooters, to make them better soldiers, to make them better lifesavers. And the data shows that that extra 8 weeks on basic training is doing exactly that. And that's a good thing. Now, the Army's theater-level detachment that's testing how it will fight in the unseen realms of warfighting is discovering ways for the service to compete to avoid more conflict. That sounds like a winner to me. In addition, about 263 people have enrolled in the Army's new registry to document environmental health concerns related to military housing. Now, of course, all that's because of some of the things we've been hearing about over the past year or so. And the first 11 soldiers were awarded the Expert Soldier Badge this week after being the first to take the pilot test 2 years ago during the award's initial testing. Now, the Navy reports about 20 structures were damaged at the Naval Air Facility Atsuga Lay along Typhoon Hajiba's path after the storm came ashore through the Aizu Peninsula last weekend. Also, the Air Force is saying rank doesn't matter, only ability. Now, an all-enlisted, remotely piloted aircraft crew manned by RQ-4 Global Hawk out of Al Dhafra Air Base in the United Arab Emirates last month signified the first time a team composed of only enlisted airmen operated the aircraft downrange. How about that? Pretty good stuff. And the Marines are keeping busy because a crash of 2 7-ton trucks during a training exercise back on August the 16th, which I didn't hear about until yesterday, sent 30 Marines to the hospital. Wow. This happened at 29 Palms in California. Wow. I hope they're doing all right. And by the way, behold the USS America. Marines are inching closer and closer to executing their lightning carrier concept that would see amphibious assault ships bristle with F-35Bs. And the USS America, which is one of those vessels, has 13 F-35Bs on board as she put out to sea. We'll see how that works out. By the way, Marines and sailors could soon get college credit for military education. Sailors and Marines could soon be eligible for real-world college credit, and for all that classroom time they put into career training under various MOSs and professional military education. And, you know, why shouldn't they be able to do that? the fire service and the police service has been doing it for years. So it's about time that the military got involved in that. And by the way, despite hurricane damage, the Coast Guard is pressing on with next-gen cutter construction because allowing a shipyard devastated by the 2018 hurricane to proceed with plans to build several next-generation cutters will prevent a three-year delay in getting the vessels into service, the Coast Guard's top officer said this week. And we certainly hope that they get all that done. Coast Guard needs those ships. And, of course, we've got the Coast Guard that in many cases is better at what they do than some navies around the world. Coast Guard is really a good branch. If I had to do it over again, I think I'd become a Coast Guardsman. That's just my opinion. Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs has failed to plan for a large number of retiring employees and to fill currently emptying positions due to a lack of consistency in leadership. This according to a Government Accountability Office report. So we got a whole bunch of people that are retiring right now from the VA and nobody to take their place. Wow. So I guess if you're looking for a job, you might want to check out the VA, huh? And I do know they hire veterans first, so that's a good thing. By the way, Turkey's low-altitude air defense system is ready for production. There's been some rumor that Turkey's first indigenous low-altitude air and anti-missile system called the Hisar-A has successfully passed field tests and is ready for production. There's been rumors that it's been used in Syria. We don't know. But I'm certainly going to tell you that we don't need one of our aircraft shot down by one of those things. That's for sure. Now, also, BAE Systems may win U.S. Army approval as soon as next month for full-scale production of self-propelled howitzers after the $10 billion program was hobbled by several years of delays over defects. So we'll see how that works out, because BAE might wind up with the $10 billion howitzer project, the self-propelled howitzers. And if you haven't ever seen a picture of that, that's something to see when you see one of those things coming down the battle road in your direction. By the way, President Donald Trump's decision to pull U.S. military forces out of Syria took a center stage at the Democratic debate in Ohio, drawing widespread criticism, but also unclear solutions from the candidates. They don't know what to do. All right, coming back, Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. He's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team up there in Kirkland, Washington, outside Seattle. Now, I can tell you if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I do with arthritis, you can get some relief. Now, this is an all-natural product called Relief Factor. You can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, but it works with arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, and just other types of pain wherever you have it on different parts of your body. So, I can tell you for $19.95, you can start out with a 3-week quick start, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks, take it the way it says to take it, three packets a day, which is 12 pills, 4 pills in a packet. But it's all healthy ingredients, and if you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, there's a little video there to tell you about what it is that you're getting yourself into. But according to about 80% of the people that take the product, it works. It works. And it certainly worked for me. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. I've got arthritis. And I was taking prescription drugs. I'm not doing that anymore. Has some side effects with it. This stuff works. All right. Denise, let's see here. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, it seems that our president Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Vice President Mike Pence agreed to a 120-hour pause of the Syria assault with the Kurds, while giving the Kurds an opportunity to withdraw from areas that they've lived in for two decades or more. And all of a sudden, the memo didn't get out to a couple of different areas there, and the fighting still rages on in some areas.
Yeah, well, again, you know, when ceasefires happen, it doesn't, especially in that area of the world, other places, you know, didn't get the memo yet type of thing. And sometimes it might take a little bit of time, so we shall see.
Now, do you think this will work?
Do you think it's what? I'm sorry, man.
Do you think this will work?
Ceasefire? I mean, I don't know of any real ceasefire that ever worked in the Middle East. I may work for a period of time, but, you know, what's the next steps? What's going to happen after this? I don't know. I mean, how's this going to resolve? I mean, the Turks have been fighting these Kurds in this area for a couple hundred years now.
Right.
And I don't think anything's going to really change.
And my question is, where are the Kurds going to go? I mean, this is where they've lived for two decades.
Well, listen, there's a large swath. Well, it's not necessarily. I mean, they came into certain areas there that filled the vacuum, especially there in that northeastern area where it has oil and it also has grain. And this is Syrian territory, so we're going to see what's going to happen. There's that large area in Iraq where, you know, there's a large swath of Kurdish people that live, but they have a different mindset than the ones that are in Syria. The ones that are in Syria, many of them are members of that PKK, which is a Marxist group. It's they're a terrorist organization, not only on our terrorist list, but on Turkey's as well.
Now, there are some economic models that have been put out there based on the economy as it stands right now, predicting an even bigger Trump win in 2020 than what was predicted a little while ago. Are you buying that?
I'm not so sure. There's a lot of things going on out there, Matt, it's difficult for me to buy any information that's been coming out as of late. I continue to find holes in just about everything that the media's been putting out.
Okay, now, Mick Mulvaney yesterday kind of got himself in a little bit of trouble. He denied that there was a quid pro quo for the Ukraine after early confirming it. I didn't see or hear the comments, but I think you did because you told me something I didn't know. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, it had nothing to do with what they were talking about, like going after Biden and Hunter Biden. It had to do with getting information in regards to what happened in 2016 with election interference. And governments use quid pro quos all the time and saying, okay, listen, you know, you want to get this aid. We need to clean up some of this corruption here to make sure that this money is not going to the wrong places. We'd like some information in regards to what happened with election interference in 2016. That's perfectly all right. There's nothing wrong with doing anything like that. That's how the world works. That's how governments operate with one another. They made it out to be a quid pro quo in regards to getting information on Hunter Biden. It's silly. It really is. You have to. The media loves taking parts of stories and making headlines out of them, and people don't read the entire thing.
Okay. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, and you'll be able to hear his weekend show all across the country on many of these same stations starting tomorrow. So check out the schedule there to see what time he's on. Now, the United Kingdom's Boris Johnson has sealed the Brexit deal, but he's now got to win over the Parliament to this. What do you think is going to happen there?
We shall see. We're going to know on Saturday. There's a couple factions here and there that he's got a difficult time with. One of them is a small Northern Ireland party that he's got to get to because they normally side with conservatives, but I guess they have a couple issues here and there. Some of the groups say they want to tie a second referendum to this, but it's a pretty good deal. It's just a matter of getting it done and through Parliament.
Did you hear about Apple's Tim Cook yesterday, who encouraged the Senate to phase out the green card limits?
I didn't hear about this conversation, but a lot of the people in the tech industry, they like that. They like, obviously, getting in a lot of the inexpensive labor from India and other places. I don't know what their situation is in regards to finding tech jobs. It's something that I've talked about for a while here on the program, and what these jobs actually pay versus the requirements and what it costs to go to college to actually get a degree to fill these jobs, and how it sometimes doesn't mathematically make any sense. My issue is that I'm not a big fan of the whole green card system at all. If you want to get people here, you want people to become, well, I guess it's the green cards, I guess, is better than the, if this is green cards, Matt, maybe I'm talking a little bit about the H-1B visa thing.
Yeah, that's
green cards are a little different. Yeah, green cards, these are people that are coming here and on the road to becoming an American, which I don't have a problem with. The H-1B visas I do have a problem with because they're getting paid below market rates.
Yeah, and that's, they encourage them to do that. That's why they do that. By the way, we heard yesterday, and this is kind of, this will be an interesting question for you. Where are over half of the young U.S. millionaires now coming from? Where do they live?
Oh, where the young ones?
Yeah.
Where do they live?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. Young millionaire, I would probably say Silicon Valley.
You're right, California. More than half of the young U.S. millionaires are coming out of California. So no wonder California wants to raise the taxes and this, that, and the other. They figured their young millionaires are just going to pay it and shut up.
Well, you know, you got to also define what millionaire is. Is it millionaire in cash, or is it millionaire
probably on paper
and stock, or in your startup company that might not be worth anything 10 years down the road, or 5 years, or maybe even a couple years down the road? I need that to be clarified, because that's, you know, listen, people are making good money at some of these tech companies and salaries, but I don't know exactly what that amounts to. When people talk about millionaires and billionaires, and also you want to talk about liquidity as well.
Now, you're following the border fairly regularly, right?
Everybody saw yesterday the MIT number of 22 million illegals, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Border Patrol agents are going to be getting new technology. It's going to be a body camera with facial recognition. How about that?
That's James Bond stuff.
Yeah. Well, they'll be able to tell whether or not these guys have, they got a warrant or whatnot like that, guys and gals, and that may save a Border Patrol's life, agent's life.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend, and stay low.
You got it, man.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. We're coming back, hour number four. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. Get ready. We'll be back after the news.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.